We bought that action.
The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all, and that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori, we're Tori, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left. We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be – Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
1017 The Truth. Tori Lowe. Tori Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Monday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Hey, thank you for joining me this March 24th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, look, it's a lot going on. We got a lot to get to today. I appreciate y'all for tapping in to the show today. Hopefully y'all made it through the weekend safe. It's a lot going on. A lot of people didn't make it through the weekend, DJ Brother Z. It's a lot going on, but we're going to try to get to a lot of stuff today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears. But before we get into the show, let's get the Miracle Minister Kevin on the lines for that Monday prayer. How you doing, Minister Kevin?
Hey, Tori, I'm here. I'm blessed, man. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm feeling powerful.
That's good. That's good. What we need to hear.
Hey.
Because your power goes through the radio, through the airwaves.
Hey.
And touch others. So it's good you feel powerful.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. It's just that time where you got to come boldly now. You got to come boldly. You can't be wavering now. Okay, now.
That's right. That's right. Because, you know, some people say that like a dog can sense if you're scared of that. You know, a lot of people believe that they can sense fear. And that's how they approach you. If they sense that you're scared, they'll come back to bold or something.
Right.
But if they sense that you got the boldness you're scared of,
mm-hmm.
They'll stay in this place. They don't come back to you any kind of crazy way. So you gotta come bold. You can't let them sense your fear. The people out there sense your fear, they go take advantage of that. They gonna come back to you in a way like, okay, I'm in control here.
Right.
You know, just like you have to show that boldness, man. Like you say, it's that season where you gotta come strong.
Hey,
stay at home.
Let me tell you something. When they smell fear, hey, what they say if a dog smells the fear on you, he's going to try to bark at you. He's going to go harder on you.
He's going to bark at you. He's going to intimidate you.
Hey, I ain't never been intimidated. I'll tell you this. I was trying to tell somebody, like, I had to grow up, you know, at grandma's house, and we wasn't living in the best neighborhoods. I had to learn how to walk from Fifth Street to Lee Street School, Lee Street Elementary on 8th. In North Avenue, you know, on 8th and Minor Key, I had to walk from 5th and North. And in between there, we used to have a lot of problems with the people on 6th Street and things like that. So I had to walk across 6th Street to get to Lee Street School. And I learned that you can't show no fear. You got to get up there. If they see it, they're going to try to swarm you, you know. So I had to act like I could take on all comers. So I had to go to school like that. That was an everyday experience.
If you got to keep going through every day, you might as well show some boldness.
Hey, look, let me
what
tell you something.
What you going to do, walk up half a walk?
Hey, I could have been Mike Tyson. I'm trying to tell you, if I had the right trainer now, I could have been like Iron Mike.
You mean the previous Mike, not the last one we saw.
No, not the one that got beat up. No, I'm talking about when they first got him.
Right. When he was knocking everybody out, yes.
Yeah, when he was fighting in the neighborhood and they turned the skill into a professional box. But, you know, like I said, we have to, you know, come boldly and address issues boldly and with authority. And we got to make sure that we're holding people accountable to implement the ideas that are necessary to be resourceful. You know, and I think that when we start doing that, we'll start seeing a huge turnaround. And a lot of people were saying that crime was going down. Now I said, that's not going down. That's subsiding. The we was getting record numbers for 3 years straight, and they were trying to brag on this when it was subsiding, you know. Now that it's subsiding, they still don't know what to do, and they never knew what to do. They never was implementing the right ideas. They didn't want to mess with the brothers and sisters out here that was willing to make those sacrifices. And now that they can't brag on the crime and things subsiding from the pandemic, from having three historic years of high crime, high violence, and now they're trying to pat themselves on the back because it subsided. It wasn't due to any type of programming that they had launched or any type of efforts. If it's anything that has the record numbers, it's going to subside. So they thought that we wasn't paying attention, or they thought I wasn't paying attention. And I was trying to tell folks that ain't real. That's just, you know, when the tidal wave come, it go back down. It's subsiding.
And it's good that it is coming back down.
Right.
Because
it's nothing that man has done.
Nothing. Police only react to what they're not out there stopping anything. No. When you go out there, you see people like this morning. I see people running lights, driving in a park lane over there, passing people up. You see all this. And I'm like, they do all this stuff because there's no accountability here. Because the police is never to be seen. You can run all the lights you want to, and you ain't got to worry about nobody pulling you over because there are no police out there. If the police don't exist, then you can't stop the crime. But they reacted to things that well, somebody called them. This such and such happened. Okay, what did you stop? You didn't stop it from happening. You just reacted to what did happen.
That's why
if you're not going to be a cop, be out there on the streets, I don't want to hear from you. You can't stop it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is why a lot of the brothers and sisters that was willing to get out here and get ahead of the curve and do the work over the years, I've seen them leave Milwaukee because they weren't a part of the clique. You got to be in the clique to get rewarded here. You got to, you know, they give out all these buddy-buddy awards and friendship ideas, and they try to reward each other to create a scene of false leadership, like these the ones that's really helping people, but it's really buddy-buddy awards. They all friends. They all scratching each other's backs, and the brothers and sisters that was on the front lines that was out here willing to make that sacrifice that wasn't trying to do the buddy-buddy system, they ended up leaving here, you know, going different places, and they thriving. Some went down to Houston. They doing really well. But they could have been here if the established idea had have helped them, had have given them a little bit. They only needed a little bit. They never needed a lot. And then we would see the real turnaround on the front lines. And this is why I say this is a beautiful year for those on the front lines, because they're going to have to acknowledge that they're not helping the front lines and things are not getting better. And all of these statistics that things are getting better, that is not what's happening. What's happening is not due to a program or something that they had put down and people are working the program. What is happening is there's a subsiding that happened, and now we're starting to plateau on the subsiding, and now we're starting to see the violence start to kick in, and we may even go back up. You know, it went down, and it may be another tidal wave trying to hit. So and it's nothing they have in place that can actually make a real difference. And we tried to get them programs. I tried to sit down and talk to the Office of Violence Prevention and let the front lines in and get the brothers and sisters that I know that's been out here since I've been out here advocating. And they ain't even my friends. We ain't even buddies like that. We just willing to make the sacrifice and get these people in positions to do what they do on a day-to-day basis with no money. Enhance those programs. It would seem like common sense. That would seem like common sense. But that's not
it. It would seem like a smart thing to do. But you know, Tori, what Pastor said yesterday, before we get to the prayer, I just want to say this, Proverbs 18:16, it said, a man's gift makes room for him and bring him before a great man. So with all the ones that left, let them go. You still here?
Right.
And you know you're given the gift to do what you're doing.
Right.
Your gift will make room for you, and it's going to bring you for a great man. Not the man that may be in charge now, mm-hmm. but whoever it is that needs to put you in a place where you can do what you need to do at an elevated level. So your gifts will make room for you. Don't worry about who left. Don't worry about who's,
right.
who's still here and helping those buddies. Your gift will make room for you. So you
all
good, man.
I agree 100%. But that, you know, I'm tapped. You know, I know, like I said, but I just see people come and go, you know, whatever's driving them or whatever made them do certain things. You know, like I said, they got tired. I seen a lot of people get tired. And I think that they were seeing people that were getting, you know, the funding and support, the buddies taking and doing things and not having results. And they just got tired of it.
Yeah, but that buddy thing is going to be a house of cards. They all fall apart. And we see them fall apart. We're talking about the Willie High State.
Right.
They fall apart. We're talking about Ashanti Hamilton. All that stuff, you know, all that stuff fall apart. And then you're going to be somebody that's going to have to pay the piper at the end. So let all that go. What's yours is yours. And it's going to come through. And ain't nobody going to be able to say nothing bad about it. Just do what you got to do. You know, that's all you can do. You can't worry about what somebody else getting. You know what they're doing?
I'll say this.
Your program be implemented, it will be.
I'll say this. You're not supposed to worry about what nobody else is doing, but if you are an elected official or you are in place where the taxpayers' dollars is, that is my business because it's coming out. We getting overtaxed here anyway. So I agree to a certain degree where you're saying, you know, but when you're in a certain position where that's not your money and that's the people's money, then that is our concern.
Absolutely. Definitely our concern. And it was done in the dark. We'll come to the light.
Yeah, but they only use that if you get caught cheating. They only believe in that if you get in a relationship. They don't believe that when it comes to politics.
Well, they cheating too.
Hey.
Politics, they cheating too.
I'm just saying. We always, you know, when they put the root on us like Sealy on The Color Purple, it be due to relationship. They believe you're going to reap what you sow when it comes to relationships and stuff like that. But they don't believe that when it comes to their boss at their job or the politician or people that's been tearing up communities by mismanagement. You know, we got to stop pointing the finger at each other and understand that if we're going to change things around, we got to work together, making those that are taking the taxpayers' money, we got to make sure that those dollars are working as a resource for us, and we got to start standing on business in our community with each other and our family members. And I tell people, if you're around me and something – you doing something that harms innocent life, I'm going to have to, I can't go for that.
Do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do.
However that look. However that look.
Exactly.
All right, minutes again. We going to need prayer. So much we need prayer for today. And, you know, we got a long summer coming ahead, so I appreciate you for coming on for the Monday prayer, being faithful to the Monday prayer. And Truth Nation, I need y'all to gather together as we get on one accord today. Thank you, Minister Kevin.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Lord, as we go through this hustle and bustle of life, we want to take out the time to give you the honor and praise that belongs to you. We give you glory because it is you that watches over us each and every day. So we say thank you for the strength and guidance that you give us, for the grace and the mercy that you've shown us, for the peace that we find even in the midst of a storm. Now, Lord, order our steps as we move forward in life, as we navigate through these perilous times, make our roads safe and secure, free from the pothole barriers that try to keep us from making it to our destinations that you have ordained. As your word says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I speak life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, anything else you want to say, Miracle Minister Kevin?
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, and stay focused. And Tori, I need everybody to make some prayers for me because I'm doing a funeral tomorrow for a 13-year-old that died up by North Ridge Lakes. He's a kid to the family member with me.
Oh, wow.
And this will be my first time doing a eulogy and be somebody that's close to me. So just keep me in prayer.
Prayers.
At noon, we'll be
prayers
doing this.
Going up. Look,
and
I appreciate
the family
you,
prayer as well.
And my condolences to
Thank
the family.
You, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Two Tory and eight piece, looking like Weez. Happens inside in Cleveland, shout out and bleed. I told her I'm beat like B, but she ain't believe me. A whole lot of my
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brothers E on the ones and twos. We got Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith in studio. How you doing, T. Smith?
Doing good. Can't complain. I'm here.
We gonna get in. I'm gonna say the Marquette situation too.
Nah, let's just rip the bandaid off.
You want to rip the bandaid
off?
Rip it off right now.
Okay,
I was
going to
do it in the pop culture report, I guess.
Okay, fine.
Because we got a short time before pop culture report. I'm gonna have to get in more detail.
Okay.
This ain't gonna allow me to get into more.
All right, fine. I didn't want to go into
March
detail.
Madness,
but fine. What do we got?
Yeah,
first?
You don't want to hit it and quit. We want to talk about it, but this self care.
Much rather hit it and quit it.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, hey, that's you know.
I got you.
But self care. It's March, and it's March Madness as well, but we ain't going to get on that because we're going to wait till the pop report.
You really pushing
the idea.
You
just brought it back up.
I'm trying to get out of it. He's really pushing the idea. What's going on, dude?
I'm trying to get out of it.
You're choosing violence today.
I'm trying to move on to
I don't even understand it.
Today I wanted to talk about meditation, you know, because, you know, it's self-care on the Tory Lowe Show in March, and I've been – every day I try to bring up things to help contribute to the ideal of self-care. And every day since I've been on the air in March, I try to start out with a great self-care idea.
Okay.
And I think today meditation is the idea of trying to center yourself, you know, self-care, trying to get your mind in a certain space to where you have more control over your emotions and stuff like that. Meditation. Okay. Have you ever meditated?
I have not. I don't think I'm a meditator per se.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really. I haven't looked into it, to be honest with you. I know people that meditate to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I know what the purpose of it is or what.
Let me break this down. This is what they said.
What's the benefit?
Is what I did my research. It says meditation is a powerful practice.
Powerful.
That's what it said. It said meditation is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Practice that involves training your mind to focus, relax, and become more aware of your thoughts, emotions, and bodily sensations. The goal of meditation is to cultivate a state of inner peace, calmness, and clarity, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. I didn't know that meditation was that powerful.
Is it, though?
That's what it said. This is what
it's... You can't believe everything you read on the internet now.
No. This is from people that do it and add
that
it to their life. Yeah. Because it's a lot of people that teach these things, but what I'm saying is the results is what you want, you know. And some of the results, like, you know, handling your emotions, not, you know, being able to lash out or that calmness, to be able to remain calm, the clarity, to get emotional clarity, you know. These are things that we don't think about, you know, that we take for granted or that we assume that many times is already there. Emotional, we talked about emotional balance. But you realize some people that, you know, they don't know how to harness the energy to be more positive.
And I feel like that's in there with the, you know, there's a lot of other stuff. People talk about the chakras and the energies.
Well, you can add that to it.
Well, I'm just saying.
You can add it to it.
I'm just saying.
It's an added
on. In my thing, it goes along with those. Like, do you really believe in that kind of stuff?
Well,
because if you don't, I don't know if you get the same benefit. I don't know if the same reviews are going to be the ones like the ones you're reading. Like, oh, it does this for me. It does this for me.
Well, I think that.
I think it's an individual thing.
If it's in there, because I think people start getting crystals and people use a lot of things, you know, to get them centered. And I'm with it. If it can get you centered and you can get the said goal out of it where you can get your inner functions under control, get that calmness. However you do it, you know what I mean? I think that the focus, many times people need to focus on something to channel it, right? Right. Because you got to focus on something. So I think that many times we use ideas that we relate to mm-hmm. spiritually. Yep. And if you break it down spiritually, it's so many different spiritual ways to deal with it. You know, I got so many friends, and when I ask them about the spiritual ideas, it's not the same. You know what I mean? But right. but they not out here acting crazy. They got
right.
a sense of peace.
That would be like me, though. It's like, what do whatever's going to make you, like, get that sense of peace. Like,
right.
some people is, I know people who, that's, for them, it's working out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to get yeah. in the gym or else I feel crazy all
right.
day. Right. Is meditation one of those tools? Of course it is. There's could be a lot of things. Just going out for a walk. I know people do that every day.
Yeah, we talked about
that. Just getting out for a walk.
We talked about getting out in nature. You got to realize this is March 24th. We didn't went through all of that.
He said video gaming.
He spent a lot of time on the game.
Game him centers him.
Yeah, it makes him feel like he contributes.
So you play games too, Tony?
I do, but
for you.
I would say that's a calming, centering thing. That's entertainment for me.
So you meditating on beating your opponent on the video game?
I'm not going to go on a video game and kill somebody
locked
and feel
in.
Good. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
You locked in.
Feel good if I get a win, but I'm not. It's not a calming. Because we're talking about, self-care.
Does it give you inner peace?
It's not part of my self-care. So part of my self-care would be getting my morning stretch in.
Mm.
That's self-care, maintenance, kind of, you know, get your body feeling good. And getting a workout does feel good. Do I do it religiously like mm-hmm. crazy? No, but when you do, it feels good. Like, okay, I got that in, I got up, I got out of bed, I did something. It's a good way to start the day. So it's a sometimes thing. Like I say, you gotta figure out what's gonna make you feel the best, either starting your day or just in general.
Right.
What you need to feel right. And just to be in a good mood, because that's really what it is, right? You want to put yourself in a good mood,
right.
good state of mind.
Well, I got some ideas that they say meditation can help self-care by reducing stress and anxiety.
Right.
Meditation has been shown to decrease the production of stress hormones.
Yeah.
So if you relax, kind of calm yourself down.
Right.
You don't
have
a lot of
me,
stress.
Like, I don't have a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Because
you don't deal with it.
I mean, I just don't have a lot of stress. I'm not
You're
involved
not
in a lot of stressful situations. So.
You ain't going to let yourself get involved in it.
Right. Well, and I don't. So
you walk away.
I'm one who don't need like a stress relief.
Mm.
I don't need to meditate to get that.
How do you get
I live
stress
a stress-free
relief?
Life. Yeah. I don't have any stress.
So you the first black man in the world to go around with no stress?
No, I'm not the first. I'm sure
just joking.
Others.
I'm just playing with you.
You got to put
DJ
yourself
Brothers,
in a position.
Did you believe he ain't got no stress? Zero.
Yeah, look at him.
Oh, you do. You do. Look,
stress free, bro.
He got no kids.
Right.
He ain't got no wife.
Oh, wow.
Of course, he ain't got stress-free. No stress.
You just ghost.
Bills are paid.
You just ghost.
I'm good.
You just, hey.
Hey, man, you know, certain things that stress you out. Those are some stressors.
Well, they say.
Right?
That,
right. What are the top stressors? Probably money.
Right. Bills.
Not worried. Kids, a family, wife.
Yeah.
Stressors. Don't have them.
Girlfriends.
Don't have them. No, I got no stressors
oh,
right
wow.
now.
Oh, wow. You got 99 problems and stress ain't one.
Stress ain't one.
Oh, wow. Well, all right. Well, we got a stress-free black man on the radio today. Hey, you need to write a book.
I do?
Yeah, because stress kills.
How to be
and if you walked
free.
Around and found out the formula to be stress-free,
oh, I got the formula.
You need to put it in the
you.
Book.
Get your paper right. Get your personal life right.
And don't mess with people that stress you out.
Definitely don't mess with people.
All right. Well, it supports.
They're going to come at you, but.
Well, I guess Tony got it
hey,
figured
look,
out.
Look. Brush him off. Let him slide. Like,
Get that dirt off your shoulder.
You know, your little slip of punch in boxing?
Oh.
Mm.
I got you.
Can't hit me?
I'm feeling you. I'm feeling the vibe today.
What's the dude that never got hit? Mayweather? Don't Mayweather never get hit? What's the other little dude? There's another little. Whitaker, Pernell Whitaker.
Oh, okay.
Little dudes always slipping punches. They never get hit solid.
Oh, wow. Well, look, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
Yes.
I'd like to welcome to the stage
Tony.
Thank you. Far too kind.
Entertainment, current events, and trending topics. You get it all on the Culture Report with the Marquette Hall of Famer, Tony Smith, on The Tory Lowe Show. Here is your host, Tory Lowe.
1017 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. We got Marquette Hall of Famer, Tony Smith, in the studio for the Pop Culture Report. Tony, now we can talk about what happened with Marquette.
If we must.
New Mexico.
Yep.
What happened?
They lost.
Right. What was the issue this time?
New Mexico's a good team.
Right.
We saw them, like, they were handling Michigan State for the most part for a while.
Then
Michigan State caught up with them. I mean, well, Michigan State's a two-seed. They're a really good team. Mm-hmm. But New Mexico was right there handling them, gave them all they could.
It looked like
handle.
They was going to make a little run at the end that they was going to really try to,
right.
But then they never,
it didn't, right.
It never manifested into a league yet.
But, we hadn't been playing that well towards coming down to the end of the season, which is the opposite of what you want to do. You want to kind of be peaking at the end of the regular season, going into the Big East tournament, or whatever. Conference tournament you're in, right? End of the season, into your conference tournament, into the NCAA. That's where you want to be ascending and going up, right? And we were kind of peaked early. I mean, we got up to number 5 in the country early in the season. And, I mean, it's great, but you don't really want to peak there, right? So there's a little stretch. We had 3 hard games against the top other top 3 teams in the Big East with Creighton, UConn, St. John's. Lost 3 in a row there, and that really kind of hurt a little bit. I think it a little dug into the kids' confidence.
Right.
So it was just a tough time to go through that stretch and then a tough time to be in a little bit of a slump. So, you know, that kind of bled into now you're going to the Big East tournament. Beat Xavier, but then you lose to St. John's again in the rematch. Then you go into the NCAA. Now you got a New Mexico team who's very good. They got a great point guard. Donovan Dent is really, really good. One of the top point guards in the country. So you got to face him. And then you got a very good big, too, also. And both of those guys hurt Marquette. I think they both had close to, like, 20 points. So it was just one of those things where, one, you're not playing great. You still had a chance to win the game. You got up 3 in the second half, and you thought maybe that would do it. But their star players kind of made some clutch buckets, took over, and got them back in control of the game. And, you know, that's how the NCAA
and
is.
Wisconsin,
that's why people love the NCAA.
Wisconsin
it's a one-night thing.
Yeah,
Wisconsin went down the second round.
Right.
BYU, another good team. You know, NCAA, people got to stop looking at the numbers in front of the names. We saw McNeese with a big upset. I think they were like a 13 seed or something. We saw Colorado State.
Plus, it's
12.
A one-off. I mean,
It's
hard to play a one game series. It actually makes it 50-50. Whoever is hot,
it makes it depending on the mismatch. Like some of them are just big time mismatches. Like the team doesn't have the talent to deal with it. A little bit is changing with the NIL era.
Right,
you're getting some better players going to smaller schools where, like I said, the McNeese team they had a team full of transfers. Some from the Big 12, some from the Big East. They had high major players at that school, and they used their NIL money to get them, which that's going to be the nature of college basketball now.
Right.
Like you're going to get some guys going to some places that
– that got a better – and they should.
I mean, well
– and they should.
It doesn't matter. It's for some
better,
for some people, it ain't going to matter.
You want to get the best placing for you.
Well, I think – usually the situation is kids want to go to a big name school. Like you want to be at the Duke, you want to be at the Kentucky, you want
because
to be at the because it's got a name.
It was marketed, yeah.
Right now, I don't think there's a faction of kids who still are there.
Right
and for the most part, I believe it as because being around some of that recruiting and somebody's parents making a decision. A lot of time, that's the guys my age who are the dads who are still tied to those big, what they call blue blood schools. Mm-hmm. They're still tied to those names. They're attracted to those names when they're recruiting their kids, right? So that's why you still got those. Now, I think it's going to shift. A portion of those players are going to shift into, I don't care about the name. How much money are you giving me?
And how is this going to work out to my benefit? And I'll tell you this. I'm not against the NIL because they should have did that a long time ago. Shared some profit. I call it profit sharing.
Yep.
Because it wasn't going on. So now you're seeing the opposite where the students are now playing a game where they're going to go where they can get the best benefit, not as far as the school idea, but the monetary idea.
Yeah, I think again, to me, and everybody's got a lot to say about the NIL stuff, but be honestly, this is how any business or company works, operates. That if you got a talented employee, first of all, you better treat them right.
I agree.
Second of all, you better pay them the market. You can't underpay your best employee. You can't underplay good employees. Mm-hmm. They're going to walk because other places are going to be trying to poach them. And that's what happening now. So who benefits from that? The good workers. If you're a quality worker and you're beneficial to your company, you're going to profit off that, which you should.
Which you should.
Right. Yeah. So this is no different. Coaches are now in a little bit of different space. That old school Bobby Knight, I'm going to cuss you out in practice and do all this, that ain't happening no more.
It was a recent video of a coach pulled a girl by her ponytail. That stuff ain't happening anymore. That's that old school coaching.
That's the old school coaching. That's gone. Yeah. And people are gonna walk. But and now it's a time you gotta be, it's a different way to be competitive. I liken it to the Packers. And you can look at Marquette. Like Shaka, so far his philosophy has not been to go into the portal, which is equivalent to going into free agency. As opposed mm-hmm. to our Packers, they want to build through the draft, right? So Shaka and Marquette and a couple other programs, they built through recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting high school kids to come in and
developing them.
It may. Like what you saw this year, you saw a lot of those teams. And guys have been transferring. But when you see a team that's, a couple of players short of really being good,
you got to go do something.
Well, that's what you look at. Like, oh, man, if we need one guy or we need two guys.
Deion Sanders, I believe he made the portal. He showed the power of the portal because he went from Jackson State, which is, black, football team, to a major school in Colorado.
Yeah.
And he said he brought the portal. So it put the spotlight on what can actually happen with the portal.
Yeah, and I think people knew, what the portal going to do. But again, portal just like the.
But it kind of was with Deion. Everything is magnified.
Right. Yeah, because he's a big name, big personality. But the portal is just like the NIL money, in the sense that, this is something that should have been in the first place.
Yep.
Because college coaches always had the ability to leave a school at the drop of a dime, mm-hmm. go somewhere else. Like, oh, okay, I got a better offer here. Boom, I'm going to go. Or school can buy them out, whatever it is. Like, they always had the flexibility. And now kids have that flexibility. Because before, if you transfer, you got to sit out a year. That's gone now, right? After a year's over, I'm going to the portal, I'm out. Let's see who wants my services. And now kids
can have a comfortability, too. When you're in school, you have to try to scrape on the weekends and things like that, and they said you couldn't take money from boosters, and it was they tried to get Reggie Bush, for it, but the big time schools always slid stuff to their prize athletes.
That's always been,
right.
And
you got slid.
You got a lot of people who got in trouble for stuff that's now legal.
You got slid a few some.
No,
a little something,
I got slid nothing. I wish.
You weren't the prize of athlete.
I wasn't getting money.
They weren't
doing that, which is kind of wish.
But think about it. Chris Webber said he went to the store They had his jersey in the store, his college jersey, his Michigan stuff, and he was trying to find some food. He was hungry.
Oh, yeah. They had a lot of that kind of stuff, which was crazy, right? So, I'm you know what I'm really waiting for next? I'm waiting for the next Fab Five. That's what I'm waiting for.
It's going to come from the portal.
Not necessarily from going to a bigger school, maybe even a smaller school. Like I said, McNeese was kind of close to that. But just five dudes that are, because you know what's crazy? So you know the kid from Duke, Cooper Flagg, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like reportedly number one draft pick coming out. the crazy part was his high school team was ridiculous. Like he had, so it was him. First of all, if he's on your team, you're already crazy good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they had the kid from NC's, from Maryland, Derek Queen. Did you see him made that last second shot?
Right.
Yeah, and he's a big dude. Very, very, very good. The freshman from Connecticut, from UConn, McNeely, the shooter. Really, that meant them three dudes were on the same team in high school, which is ridiculous. Like, it's crazy. And they weren't the only ones. They had the, I forget the word the one kid is from. There's another kid on there, a guard. He's from a high major school. Good. I mean, the team was out of control. Asa Newell was on that team. I mean, if you don't know those names, look up Cooper Flagg's high school team, and you're going to be like, what?
Oh, wow.
How is this even real? But that's like a Fab Five type of situation where you got like five ridiculous players just decide we're going to go here.
And they can do that too. Now they can organize and do
they
that.
They can certainly do it.
Kind of like LeBron James when he went to Miami.
And nobody's going to be like, oh, no, we don't want you. All they're going to do is like, okay, let's see if we can find enough money for you.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk about this post. I was looking at your page.
Oh, what smoke you want now?
Hey, I seen something that you posted on your page.
Dun, dun, dun.
I want to talk about that when we get back.
All right, let's go.
Look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Reports. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One-on-one-seven The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith in studio, Truth Nation. And Tony Smith, I seen you been working your fingers on Facebook as usual.
As usual.
Got the fingers typing. Somebody
trying to get people thinking.
Somebody need to snatch that phone sometime, Tony.
Why?
Because you asked the question.
He said snatch the phone.
you doing the yay. You pulling the yay. But
he said pulling the yay.
What he said, Truth Nation, is men save money by being single. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can save a lot of money being single.
Yeah.
I could agree with that. So. But he also went on to say women save money by being in relationships. Anonymous. Mm-hmm.
That was an anonymous quote. I didn't say it.
It's an anonymous quote. Do you agree or disagree? DJ Brother Z, do you agree with this post? Tony Smith posted, men save money by being single. Women save money by being in relationships. Oh, wow.
I think that's a yes.
Let me know in the chat. Do women save money by being in relationships? Hey, is that so what? So it ain't about love. It's just about saving money. What's going on?
I don't know if it's about saving money, but you can.
Maurice M says agree. Hey, I need y'all to hit me up and to talk the text. Men save money by being single. Women save money by being in relationships. Anonymous. This person wanted to remain anonymous because they didn't want to get the backlash.
You know, they just kind of, I just saw it somewhere else.
Right. And do you agree with this or disagree? And I'm looking at the comments. Somebody says, historically, women often give up their very being and livelihood when married. This is not my opinion. There is a glut of imperial, historical, and legal data out here. If they decide that she will manage the home, she loses her ability to earn retirement options and benefits. If the husband decides to leave, divorce his wife, she doesn't have to work. She doesn't have the work history, which will make an impact on her employment. This impacts her ability to save money. Marriage can seem to benefit men in ways that it doesn't benefit women. We got Black Conscious on the lines. Black Conscious. You're on the Tory Lowe Show. How you doing, Black Conscious?
Hey, welcome to Monday. It's a great day to be alive. Not yourself and good health to all of you and on the panel. So I'm just going to speak to the man part, you know. I don't totally agree, but I can't speak from the single part. But as a married man, you can save money as well. If you are focused and have discipline and in line with what your wife is saying, I'm going to get my props out, you can save money as well. Now, a single man was only going to save it so long because he's going to get tired of jacking. Then he going to get that woman. He going to wind up spending it anyway. He can only stay single for so long until he has that desire and stop
that
playing
fire
with
and
Sally
desire.
Thumb. And he going to get tired of playing with
that. I don't disagree with that. Just because you're single, what are you talking about?
Well, hear me out. It's only going to come to the part where he's single, but he's tired of playing with Sally Thumb and her four sisters.
Why you think a single dude doing that, though? Single dude got a roster.
Roster is going to cost him. He's going to pay now or pay later. He's going to pay.
But he ain't going to pay
so
as
can
much.
Single or with a spouse, you can save if you're disciplined and focused, is my point.
Right. And I don't think the anonymous who said that was not, you're thinking of saving as how much I'm going to put away for savings. I think the point is, if you have two guys, one single, one married, both making $100,000, let's say, who's going to be doing better with that $100,000? I think the single guy is going to be spending less money. There's no wife to worry about. You don't have to up your, you know, talk about probably can have a smaller house, probably can don't need a second car, don't have any kids to worry about, don't have to worry about her expenses. You know, there's a lot of things that just says that there's could be a little more, you're going to have a lot more of your money, your own money, in that sense. When you get married, you're going to have to spend some of your own money doing some other stuff because you got other people involved.
No 50-50.
I mean, it depends on if she's making what she's making and how much she's going to spend it. Spend on of her money on the family bills.
Oh, wow.
Or it's going to be all your money going towards
the family
bills.
Look, you didn't hit the hornet's nest today.
Listen, I didn't say it. I'm defending a position depending on where somebody else goes.
You did what Kyrie did when he shared the documentary.
Hey, man, listen. I'm just putting stuff out in the atmosphere.
Look, I appreciate
y'all agree or don't agree.
But coming through with the Pop Culture Report, T. Smith. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
50-50.